2 + 2 = 7. For some reason, you were just hung up on this idea. And you said 2 + 2 = 7. And you took your calculator and you reformulated it in such a way so that it would appear to be 2 + 2 = 7. And then you tried to balance your checkbook and you tried to make your life work based upon this formulation that 2 + 2 = 7. You would find that your life would be out of balance financially virtually all of the time. Every time you push that button and push those numbers, nothing would ever work. So the question is, what do I do in order to correct this mistake in my thinking? And that's where the word solution comes in. But we can't bring the solution in until we understand that everything that we have, do you know that every relationship that you're in right now, every single person watching this, every relationship you're in is in your mind. You can't get behind the eyeballs of another human being and be them. All you can do is process them through your thoughts. Now, if your thoughts about the person that you love are about what is wrong, about what you don't like, about what they ought to be, about what they used to be, about how they disappoint you, about how bad they talk, about their language, about anything at all, if that's what you're thinking about, what you think about is what expands, more of what you're thinking about will continue to show up in your life, whether you like it or not. It's one of the great ironies. I always tell people that if you understood this concept, the best way to do it is to put it in terms of money. If I had $1 million, and I were to take this $1 million and I were to give it to you, and I'd say, this purpose of this $1 million is for you to go out to the mall, and every store you come to where you see something that you really like, you're to purchase it. Any place you go, whatever you like, you purchase it. So you take this million and say, this is great. You walk into the first store that you see, and there's a rug there that's just appalling. It's hideous. It's just awful. It doesn't match anything in your house, and it costs $10,000. And you look at that thing, you say, ugh, I would never want that. Here's $10,000. Send it home. Now you go to the next store in the mall, and it's got a lamp in it that matches the rug. All right? And you look at this hideous lamp, and you say, that's the worst-looking thing I've ever seen. Send two of those home, and they cost $5,000 apiece. So far, you've taken your money, and you've spent $20,000 of it on what you don't want. And all day long, every time you saw something that you didn't want, you spent your energy, your money, on sending it home. Then you get home and you say to yourself, why is my house filled with all of this stuff that I don't want? And the answer is, you're crazy. This is called insanity. You have energy to spend it on what you do want, yet you continue to use it to purchase what you don't want. And the metaphor here is that your thoughts work exactly the same way. The energy that you have for creating what you want is in your thoughts. And if you want your relationship to be divine and to be perfect and to be beautiful, then you have to begin to think the kinds of thoughts that are going to create that for you. If, on the other hand, you put your thoughts on what the person isn't, what they ought to be, what they used to be, what you think is wrong, you'll see more of that showing up. And it works in everything in your life. Changing your mind, changing your thoughts, is how we change the problems, if you will, that we face in our life. Okay? Now, the word spiritual, there's a spiritual solution to every problem. I am not speaking here about anything that has to do with organized religion or anybody else's religion. I respect everybody's right to worship and be a part of any organization that they choose. And I'm not here to recruit anybody. I don't belong to any organizations. I'm not here trying to convince you to be something other than just a happier, more fulfilled person who can understand that there is a means to bringing a spiritual solution to things in your life that you don't like. These illusions, these mistakes that you have made. Because remember, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and all that was created was good. So that anything that isn't good has come about because of your belief in your mind that you are separate from this divinity. You are not what you have, you are not what you do, you are not what others think of you, you are the beloved. You are the divine. You are a creation that is made into perfection.